Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a few days ago, we spoke about this new virus, novel virus, that has been detected in China. And we have a little bit more information to share with you all now. Some of you listen to the show on terrestrial radio stations. Some of you stream it. And then some of you only get my show on Facebook Live. The Facebook Live, keep in mind, we do a 3-hour show, so you're only getting segments of the show. So for those of you that have wondered, you know, why I haven't spoken about it yet, we talked about it a few days ago, but I'm going to include Facebook Live on this one so you guys can get the latest and the greatest on this. So there's a family of viruses, and the CDC has this up on their website. I think it hasn't been updated since before COVID. And it's the Hnipa viruses. And these Hnipa viruses are single-stranded RNA viruses from the genus Hnipa virus family paramyxoviruses. And they are virulent. There's the Hendra virus, the Nipah virus, and these can cause outbreaks. However, there's these three additional species. Now, this is back in 2019. The Cedar virus, the Ghanaian bat virus, and the Mojiang virus that are not known to cause human disease. So in their travel medicine webpage, the CDC said, look, this is not something that should be humanly, you know, either transmitted or affecting humans. Well, now things have kind of changed a little bit. So Taiwan Centers for Disease Control is now looking into cases that have been reported out of China where a 53-year-old woman showed up at a hospital back in 2018 with flu-like symptoms. They found that she had Hnipa virus, but it didn't look like the Nipah virus. It looked more like a different virus. Now, this was in 2018. So they said it was from what looks more like Langya virus, L-A-N-G-Y-A. Since then, scientists have detected 34 more cases across two eastern Chinese provinces through 2021. And the New England Journal of Medicine has described these and delineated these. Nobody has died. And in fact, in the article, they feel that this is very sporadic. They also feel that maybe this came from an animal source, and they don't think it's going to be like a COVID. That's why you aren't hearing people panic. Now, people are, of course, on edge because you have a virus coming from China, right, or starting again in China, and it's new. So, you know, people are wondering, okay, what the hell are they messing with now? You know, was something in a lab? Was it leaked? But here's the thing, okay? I mean, remember, we're all microbiologists now and infectious disease specialists. So now you guys are starting to pay attention to the scientific stories and the scientific studies and the case reports. So whereas you guys didn't care about that and you just left it up to the doctors, now all of a sudden you guys are like, ooh, wait a second, there's a virus here, there's this. So I'm not yet panicked about this, but I am intrigued that the CDC 3 years ago said this shouldn't affect humans. And now here we are where we have humans infected with this. So according to the New England Journal of Medicine, they said investigation looked at 35 patients with acute Lae-V infection in Shandong and the Henan provinces in China. 26 were infected with Lae-V and no other pathogens were present. And they believe this Langya virus caused fever in 100% of them, fatigue, cough, anorexia, where you don't feel like eating, myalgia, body aches, nausea, headache, vomiting. Some of them lost their platelets, their clotting factors, about 35%. Leukopenia, lost some of their white cells, impaired liver. 8% lost kidney function. Now, they do see this in goats, dogs. They said among 25 species of wild animals surveyed, they found it very common in shrews. I guess taming of the shrew, I don't know. And they think that the shrew may be a natural reservoir for Levine. I know what you guys are thinking. You're like, okay, wait a second. Here comes the bat soup theory. Somebody had bat soup or shrew soup. Look, I'm just telling you what we know, okay? There's a virus. These things do end up coming in animal populations, sometimes jumping from animals to humans. And remember, these wild animals aren't always seen by veterinarians. So there could be things right now in animals out there in the wild. And until we start to see animals get sick and people study them or humans get sick, sometimes we don't know about it. So they're saying that this has only been around since 2018. And they're still, again, this is in the New England Journal of Medicine. This is kind of ongoing, and it's again, first case detected in a 53-year-old farmer went to a hospital back in 2018. So we are, it is in a known viral family. That known viral family can be deadly, but it's not a known viral species or genius that is supposed to be actively affecting humans. So I wouldn't panic about this yet, but I love the fact that everybody is all up and everyone's retroperitoneum about this over there in China, because I think we really got caught with our pants down with COVID, and we want to make sure that everybody is doing their job. We might be over here in our Western Hemisphere doing our own thing, but something that happens in other continents can very easily affect us if people don't get their acts together. And when you have a zoonotic disease, just like we had with COVID, from bats, allegedly, that can jump, you know, to humans, that makes us nervous. Because one is, we're not prepared. We don't have vaccines. We don't have medications for it. It's a virus, and viruses are nasty, sons of bitches. They're nasty. Because viruses, we can't really use antibiotics, and we can't use a lot of our antibiotic technology. So as you see, we've had to use monoclonal antibodies, or we've had to use mRNA and things like that. So, you know, isolated, they believe they're sporadic. They don't think any of these cases gave it to each other. Nobody should start shooting their pets in that country like was, you know, allegedly happening with COVID. But we'll keep you guys posted on that. It's not always going to be on my Facebook Live. It's usually going to be on my show, but we'll try to update you guys on Facebook Live as well. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the one thing that frustrates me is when my kids don't eat the food I pack for them for the lunches. I hate wasted food. And I try to pack them something healthy. And they'll eat whatever, you know, their little snack pack or, but they'll skip the healthy stuff. And I get frustrated because we can't be wasting money and we can't be wasting nutrition. So joining us next is Rosalind Daniels, lifestyle personality and content creator, to kind of talk to us about some back to school hacks and what we could do to get our kids healthy and nutritious without breaking the bank. Rosalind, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Well, the back-to-school season is quickly approaching, and Aldi is ready with a vast selection of affordable items and groceries to help ease your shopping experience. Together, we've created some tasty, time-saving recipes that your kids will love.
I love it. I love it, and we need that. So, okay, it's back to school. Some kids are back to school. Some aren't. There's a lot of hustle and bustle. I love that you and Aldi are doing this because I think a lot of parents are thinking about school supplies, they're thinking about new tennis shoes, and they're not putting that time, thought, or process into the meals.
Right, right. Well, and the way I like to conquer that is by creating traditions for my family to get them excited about the weeknight meals. So my kids and some of their friends love to have Taco Tuesdays at the dinner's household. We always feature Simply Nature 100% grass-fed ground beef and Black Angus choice beef top sirloin steak. The convenience of this meal can be so helpful with keeping you on that back-to-school schedule. And better yet, I turn the Taco Tuesday dinner leftovers into Wednesday's lunch by simply making a protein bowl. You just take a bowl with a little bit of your leftover sirloin steak, add some lettuce, tomatoes, sour cream, and assorted cheeses that you also can find at Aldi.
What is your favorite sort of contraption to keep these things cool during the day? What do you like to use?
Well, Aldi has a ton of great items that you can find in their Aldi Finds section. And there I like to get my glass overnight bowls that you can use in the refrigerator, or you can use them when you're heating up your meals.
Right, right. You know, my kids have put little bags of ice into their little knapsacks, and that didn't really work out well because it would melt. So talk to us about some of the recipes. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, go to that Aldi Find aisle because you might be able to find something that can help keep your lunch cool for throughout the day.
Exactly, exactly. And that also helps prevent pathogens from growing on it, too, so very healthy. Talk to us about some of the recipes that kids like.
Well, first of all, let me tell you that Aldi delivers low prices and peace of mind for parents who are trying to conquer that budget-busting school season. And Aldi ranks number one in terms of value for 5 years running. So I like to use ingredients from there to make my orange chicken freezer dump meal. It's super simple to make. You just take a freezer bag and add boneless chicken breast or chicken thigh that you can get from Aldi, a little bit of olive oil, oranges, marmalade, and some spices and chicken broth, and just freeze it. And then on the day that you want to eat it, defrost it, put it in your slow cooker, and dinner will be ready by the time the kids get home from school.
Yeah, and, you know, kudos to you for bringing up these concepts of also dinner time and these other meals, because the kids aren't going to eat healthy. They're going to just do the mac and cheese and the chicken nuggets if that's all parents are serving them on a busy, you know, school night. How do you save time? What's the best way to save time when you're trying to feed your kids healthily?
Well, I know that it's really difficult for people, but when it's back to school season, people want to be more healthier, and they want to do meal prep, and they want to have some ready-to-go snacks available. And so with Aldi, they really help out with that by providing healthy, affordable ingredients that you can make unique dinners with. So most kids love peanut butter and jelly, and a lot of times people make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but you don't always have to make sandwiches with that peanut butter. I like to make a nice little peanut butter sauce to add to noodles. So you just take your peanut butter jar that has about 3 tablespoons of peanut butter in it, add a little bit of soy sauce, white wine vinegar, and some seasonings to that jar, and then you just mix it all on up and pour it over some hot noodles. And then you can satisfy those picky eaters, because who doesn't enjoy noodles and peanut butter?
Oh, yeah. So what advice do you have for vegetables? Because I can't get my kids to take vegetables unless they're in suppository form. I mean, I have to transplant vegetables into them.
Oh, well, you're in luck, because with Aldi, they make it convenient to feed your family nice, healthy vegetables, because they have nice, fresh vegetables and produce that is delivered to the store daily, and they have frozen meats and seafoods and on-the-go snacks and organic, non-GMO, and gluten-free options, all at an affordable price. So you can test out those recipes, and you won't feel guilty about it.
Absolutely. Any other advice you want to give our listeners?
Well, if you would like to learn more about these recipes or to learn more about Aldi, you can visit aldi.us.
That's fantastic. And any other budget-saving tips, anything else you'd like to share?
Make sure you shop at Aldi.
Okay, awesome. Rosalind, you are just a breath of fresh air. We really appreciate you. We know you got a busy schedule. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, a lot of you guys, you have kids, it's back to school, and I'm not going to lie to you guys, I have skipped out on nutrition when the kids were a pain in the ass when it came to that. And I feel guilty. One of the things I really regret about raising them is I was working so much that when they didn't want to eat a salad, or they didn't want to eat the spinach I made, or the broccoli, I didn't fight with them. You know, and I'd get their plate, and, you know, the bread would be eaten, the meat would be eaten, and that wedge of vegetables would just sit there. You know, and I let it go. And I think the reason why I let it go, you know, a lot of us, I'm Gen X, but a lot of us, we kind of grew up with some pretty strict parents. And, you know, I had made the pledge that I'm not going to be that strict. You know, I'm not, you know, no belts. We're not going to spank. We're not going to. Well, also, I mean, in my generation, when I was a parent, I mean, you'd go to jail if you spanked the kid. So, you know, that also probably led to it. But I just didn't want to, you know, have fights at the dinner table. I remember crying at the dinner table when I grew up because I hated eating and I hated what I was served. I didn't like the food. I didn't. And, you know, my parents came from family who had survived Holocaust and the Great Depression. So they're like, you're not going to waste food. And I wanted to be like my friends where you went to bed without any supper. I was begging for that. I go, let me go to bed without any supper. But because I was always skinny, they're like, no, you're going to eat it. And it's really hard to eat while crying, you know, and you know, like, it's falling out of your mouth. And it was just miserable. It was miserable. So I didn't want that for my kids. So if they didn't want to eat anything, I'm like, fine, just take a vitamin on your way upstairs and, you know, get out of my face. You're bugging me. I'm sick of, you know, there's people starving in other countries and you're not eating your broccoli. You know, you spoiled little booger. Get out of my face until you could appreciate life more. Whatever. I would, you know, but I wouldn't. I let it go. I let it go. And so if we could, you know, bring that pendulum back without, you know, aggressively, you know, bringing back discipline. But I think we need to be aggressive with our nutrition. And don't introduce dessert as a daily or every meal thing, okay? You know, if you want dessert, it's going to be fruit. But, you know, dessert's going to be something special. Maybe this weekend, you know, after dinner, I might have a very special treat. But these kids don't need the extra sugar. They don't need the extra juices. And then, you know, when you pack their lunches, you know, we know they're going to throw stuff out. So have them choose. What I recommend is to get kids to go shopping with you and say, you know, one way to really get around this with the kids is say, you know, you're acting more grown up than I thought. You're starting to turn into a grown up. And I got to start having you do more grown up things. And oh, they love the grown up thing. They go, so I guess, you know, you're going to come with me and, you know, start planning your meals. Let's, you know, what's a grown-up thing to do with your meal? And then go, ooh, you know, maybe, you know, I could eat this, I could do this, you know, and just try to kind of slowly engage them as to making some of those decisions. Because I think they're going to have a harder time throwing out a food that they actually, you know, picked and packaged and all that, then you going, okay, you eat this, or, you know, you lose TV or your, you know, internet access for a week. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump is denying a Washington Post report that claimed FBI agents were looking for classified documents about nuclear weapons when they raided his Mar-a-Lago home in Florida on Monday. Writing on his Truth Social platform, quote, "Nuclear weapons is a hoax, just like Russia. Russia was a hoax." Referring to a special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into possible collusion between Trump's 2016 campaign and Russia. The former president also called the officials involved in the search of his Palm Beach property as sleazy. This denial of the article's reporting comes after Trump said he would not oppose a move to make the warrant public. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so a lot of people had some fun with this one online when there was a job posting by the IRS. And it appeared, it was a valid job posting for some of their special agents or crime enforcement or something. And the requirements for this job, I mean, it was pretty exciting. You know, I mean, you know, some of us who, you know, want to, you know, be all that we can be, you know, and join the Army. And some of us want to be Navy SEALs. Some of us want to be commandos. Well, then work for the IRS because they're hiring. Now, the ad has been removed. There's been a lot of backlash, and here is why. I will read to you what the ad says. Boy, do people get their holsters all up in a bunch. Major duties. Now, I don't have the whole job description, but under major duties, it says you have to adhere to the highest standards of conduct, especially in maintaining honesty and integrity. So politicians probably can't apply. Work a minimum of 50 hours per week, which may include irregular hours, be on call 24/7, including holidays and weekends. Now, I found that, I almost thought that was fake, because the average government job, I mean, they rarely make you work overtime. I mean, I know a lot of people do, but they're not going to advertise that. But, oh well. Maintain a level of fitness necessary to effectively respond to life-threatening situations on the job. This is the IRS. What life-threatening situations are they going to be dealing with? They need to carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary. This is the job description. Be willing to, and able to participate in arrests, execution of search warrants, and other dangerous assignments, meaning they're probably going to raid Trump's home as well. So the IRS has deleted this because people were ticked. There's been a lot of scrutiny because I think, what is it, $80 billion is going to the IRS to hire another 87,000 agents. And so when people saw this, you know, they obviously got their panties all up in a bunch going, what the heck is this? You know, able to use a deadly force. So here's the thing. Okay, you know, and I get it. This is going to be a chance for the Republicans to be like, okay, here we are. You know, this is Gestapo. They're building up their, you know, their army and all that. You know, and this is a chance for the Democrats to go, well, look, you know, half the country isn't paying taxes. We're now going to show that we're going to go after them. Well, but that's they claim they're only going after the rich. Nobody should be going after anybody. I say number one. Okay, this whole issue of us needing to hire more and more people in the IRS that has thousands upon thousands of employees, we could save billions of dollars by just going to the flat tax. The flat tax where everybody pays 10%, whether you're rich, poor, whatever. And then obviously the richer are paying more because it's of that percentage are paying more. And then those that don't have money, of course, there's like probably a limit. Like you have to make at least $40,000 a year or something like that to pay taxes, whatever. Everybody pays the same. You don't have these loopholes. You don't have to try to figure out capital gains. You don't have to figure out all these other little, you know, nooks and crannies. And I feel bad for accountants because I love our accountant, CPA. He's fantastic, but you simplify it, everybody pays their amount, then you don't have to really audit much. It's a lot simpler. But no, we have a complicated tax code. Number two is, if our schools are having this, I mean, our schools are in dire, dire need of security, and everybody says we don't have enough money for security. There's not enough money for security. Well, then if we're spending $80 billion on 87,000 new agents, and I get it, some of the money's going to computer upgrades and things like that. Don't you think those schools could maybe use some armed guards, some people that are prepared for combat? And I mean, and this is IRS has to prepare for combat. They have to. I don't get it. I think we have a higher rate of school violence than we do somebody saying, I don't want you to look at my, you know, receipts from Applebee's. And maybe I'm naive. Maybe these IRS agents are dodging bullets all the time. But what about our home visit workers? You know, for welfare and for child protective services, they could use some arming up and some security. So I do think it's a little odd that, you know, we're debating whether teachers should have, you know, anything to protect themselves and be allowed to arm themselves. But we are massive hiring for armed individuals for the IRS. It's just you can't make this stuff up. Yeah, I know people thought that a job posting was fake. It was posted, I think, by the New York Post. It's all over, you know, the news. You know, somebody captures, you know, a piece of a job description. But the truth of the matter is the IRS is hiring individuals that they need to be able to carry a firearm. And apparently they feel that the lives of IRS agents and the work they're doing in terms of auditing and bureaucracy, all that is, you know, valuable enough to arm and to protect and to very publicly say, we need you guys, you know, adept in combat. Then why aren't we also having that same passion and being as judicious about that for our schools or our hospitals? How many hospitals would love to have more security? And parking lot security. A lot of bad things happen in the parking lots. Where's security there? You know, and if you are going to be a government agency that is going to be very, very vocal about, we need people that can arm up, and we need people that will work overtime with a gun, right? You're going to be working 24/7, over 40 hours a week, and be armed. Yet they tell everybody else, well, you shouldn't have a gun because you might not be sleeping well, and you might be overworked or burned out. So they're already saying, look, you're going to probably burn out because you don't get to have a cush 40-hour-a-week job, and you might have to be available and on call 24/7. I'm telling you, having done that on call, I just stayed awake. It was miserable to be ripped up out of a sleep to go and deliver a baby and all that. I just tried to stay awake the whole time. So, you know, I get it. I get, you know, this is the next day or two is going to be about this IRS ad, and it, you know, people are going to have fun with it. And but what's serious about all this is I'm not looking at it as, you know, the Biden wants to have a bunch of people that come in and march into your home with guns. Trust me, if anybody has Holocaust radar and Gestapo or Nazi radar, it's me and my family. So trust me, I would tell you guys if I thought, I told you guys Putin day one, this could be, you know, Hitler 2.0. They could have camps, they could be trafficking, they could be raping, and, you know, we're seeing it. So, I'll call it when I need to call it. But what I think this is, which is very prominent and common with this administration and government in general, is government comes first. Government always comes first. With safety, with medications. Remember ZMapp before Ebola? We had our first patient in Dallas, Texas, who ended up having Ebola, and he was told, and the hospital was told, that we were out of ZMapp. And how can you be out if he is the first patient in America to have Ebola? Well, because they probably stored it all for, you know, Congress and the executive branch and the judicial branch, and, you know, and I get it. You know, if things go south, you want a government that can help administer and run things. But I just am sick and tired of seeing our kids, our constituents, our middle class being, you know, the afterthought. And that's what I read from this ad. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time to get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of the emails I got a little while back, which I didn't really talk about on air, is one of our listeners wanted to know what the hell is wrong with doctors. And this was in regards to the Roe v. Wade overturn, the transgender transitioning, and a lot of these concepts and why doctors are going woke. And I have alluded to from the beginning, not all doctors agree on these things. You would think doctors would. You know, I don't know how any doctor, even if they want to support choice and Roe v. Wade, how any doctor could not say a fetus is a life. I mean, we have maternal fetal medicine. There's fetal medicine. So I think there are, you know, certain things that doctors will agree on. We do agree on, you know, an embryo that is, you know, growing into a baby fetus will grow a heart. The heart will have a heartbeat. The mind is growing. I mean, I think we will all agree on things. But when it comes to the politics, you really do start to see a split. And so a lot of people are also asking how doctors could not be as open-minded when it comes to those transitioning, needing time, needing that option to change back if they want to, the proper amount of training. And I agree. I think, you know, having, you know, family members within my family that are transgender, I completely, agree with. Nothing should ever be rushed. There's always that possibility that somebody might want to enjoy their fertility and use it. So don't do anything that you will regret and that you can't change back. And that sort of thinking was fine until groups of doctors had said, look, we could transition them easier if they don't hit puberty. And I know when I heard about that as a student, I was like, well, that's risky. They could change your mind. You know, what I thought of things pre-puberty was very different post-puberty. But I also saw, yeah, when you have a man with hairy chest and hairy back and large scrotum and, you know, trying to transition to a female is difficult. I get that. So I saw both sides, but I was more on the side of, but what if somebody changes their mind? And medicine started to go more towards, we got to do this before puberty. Let's block the puberty. We could always reverse it. It's safe. We could always reverse it. But you have many people that are spoken out, and honestly, the people who we really should listen to isn't the social justice warriors, but we need to listen to those that are transgender. You know, what was it like? What was your experience? You know, do you have regrets? Now, many of them are fearful of, you know, speaking out. Many don't want to be known as transgender. They just want people to identify them and believe that they're cis. You know, a lot of people think, okay, well, if you're transgender, you're going to wear a sign and let everybody know. No, many people who are transgender want society to accept them as female. They don't want to be known as transgender. They want to be known as who they're identifying as. You know, just like I don't want everybody walking around saying, okay, Dahlia is heterosexual and cis. That's a heterosexual right there. Now, I'm just Dahlia, okay? I'm married to my husband. I was born XX. I'm happy to be a woman. That's who I am. So, you know, we aren't having as much data as I think we need on regret. Plus, you have a lot of individuals that might not want to admit they regret it. They're like, look, I didn't like how I was before I transitioned. I'm struggling after I transitioned, but I probably prefer this better than the other, which is fine. Everybody has a right to, like or love or dislike, but we need these testimonials when it comes to these kids making a grown-up decision when they're not grown-up. How can anybody make fertile, reproductive decisions when they haven't had a period yet? You know, or the balls haven't dropped. I really believe that I had much different thinking. If somebody told me, you know, when I was a young girl that I could be a dude, never get my period, I could run as fast as I want to because I wouldn't have to deal with boobies and a bra. You know, don't have to worry about getting, raped and abducted as much as the other sex. I'd be like, oh, hallelujah, sign me up. But once I, you know, went through the change during puberty and all that, I like my breasts. I think I'll keep them. I like the fact that I could get pregnant and carry a baby. But so you think differently. I've known people that were in their 20s going, no children for me, no children for me. They turn 29 and a half, and they're like, no, you know what? I want this. We all have wants. We all have changes. We all change our mind, which means anytime we are going to walk a child through a life-altering decision, we better make sure that child has years of therapy and education given to them, or wait. Wait until they can make a proper decision. Well, the American Academy of Pediatrics is now under some fire as other pediatricians are saying that they are pushing these harmful drugs too quickly and blocking moves by changing parliamentary rules. They say the new American Academy of Pediatric rules blocked a resolution calling for a policy rethink at the annual meeting in Chicago. So there was a resolution, I believe number 27, where the motion had called for a rigorous systematic review of the American Academy of Pediatrics 2018 gender affirmation policy, warning that growing numbers of transitioners will come to regret their treatment and seek a reversal. But resolution 27 did not advance at the leadership meeting. It was the only one that didn't. And it was the only one affected by the new procedural rules. So as American pediatricians, and you see some of their texts and comments are like, look, we need to do what they're doing in the UK and Sweden and Finland and France. And, you know, we need to, you know, listen to the detransitioners. We don't have enough data. The AAP says they do have enough data. They say that their policies are evidence-based, widely accepted, subject to review, and the best choice for teens. So this is tricky. And you know, you have, you know, people going, look, you know, can you speak out? If any of you guys are, you know, if what's going to change the minds? Because here's the thing. You know, people could be social justice warriors and say, this is what we want, this is what we want, this is what we want. But the group that is affected, the group is the one in focus, needs to speak out. And pediatricians, looks like in these, you know, political groups, won't listen unless you have patients say, okay, look, I'm a patient, this is what happened to me. Now again, some people, they love having transitioned, but others don't. You know, I can't tell you how many people say they really, really love their penis. And I guess if I had one, I'd probably like it too. But, you know, to lose that and to have that change, that's a real, real big decision. So it's interesting to see the infighting that's happening now with the American Academy of Pediatrics. We'll see what happens. 1-877. Want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.